We've all heard the saying, people don't leave jobs, they leave managers. And it's true. When managers overwork their team, fail to inspire them, or offer no opportunities for growth, or show empathy, or refuse to let team members explore new skills, it creates an environment where talented people feel undervalued and stuck. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, the podcast where we challenge outdated leadership norms and explore better ways to create thriving workplaces. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I'm tackling the tough but critical topic, why team members leave their jobs, and how managers play a significant role in those decisions. I want to dig into the common mistakes managers make that drive their team members to leave, and more importantly, how leaders can turn things around, from learning to motivate and inspire, to fostering empathy and encouraging personal growth. I'll explore actionable strategies to create a workplace where people want to stay and succeed. And if you've ever wondered how to retain top talent and keep your team engaged, then this episode is for you. Let's dive in and uncover how ignoring the old rules can lead to a healthier, happier, and more productive team. Hey, I was thinking about some things. If your team looks like extras from The Walking Dead, it's not because they love zombies. It's because you've turned them into one. And telling your team to just work harder isn't motivation. It's like yelling at a car with no gas to go faster. And if the only ladder your team sees is the one they're using to escape, then you've got a big problem. So let's tackle that issue that hits close to home for many. Why people leave their jobs and why their direct manager is often the reason. And you've heard the saying, people don't quit jobs, they quit managers. And it's true. Poor management isn't just frustrating. It's a recipe for losing great talent. So I want to explore how bad management decisions, like overworking employees, failing to inspire, offering no room for growth, lacking empathy, drive people to jump ship. Let's start with the most obvious reason that employees quit is burnout. Overworking your team will get you short-term results, but it's a long-term disaster. Managers who think if they're not exhausted, they're not working hard enough, are the reason burnout is at an all-time high. Overworking employees doesn't make them productive. It makes them resentful. And when your best people burn out, they're not just taking a sick day. They're taking their talent to another team. So understand the workload. Distribute tasks fairly. Set realistic deadlines and encourage your team to take breaks. Overworked employees don't perform better. They just leave faster. Another problem is lack of motivation and inspiration. Here's the thing. If your team does not know why they're doing what they're doing, they're going to lose interest very quickly. Managers who fail to connect the dots between their daily tasks and the bigger picture are basically saying, just do it because I said so. And because I said so hasn't worked since we were teenagers. And that definitely doesn't work in the workplace. So how do you fix it? Inspire your team. Share the company's vision. Explain how their work contributes to that vision and make them feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves. When people feel connected to a purpose, they'll put their hearts into the work. Another reason people leave, they feel stuck. If there's no opportunity for promotion or skill development, employees will find those opportunities elsewhere. Managers who ignore career growth are essentially saying, this is as good as it gets. And let me tell you, for talented people, that's not good enough. Offer clear paths for advancement. Talk to your team about their goals. Provide opportunities for learning. And make promotions attainable. When employees see a future with your company, they're going to stick around to build it. Another thing is lack of empathy. This is a surefire way to lose employees. If a manager can't recognize when someone is overwhelmed, struggling, or just needs support, it creates a toxic environment. People want to work for leaders who see them as humans, not cogs in a machine. So what do we do? Start by listening. Pay attention to your team's well-being. If someone is struggling, offer support. Sometimes a little understanding goes a long way in building trust and loyalty. Another problem is stifling creativity. When managers don't let their team members try new things or develop new skills, they're essentially telling them to stay in their lane forever. That's not leadership. It's a version of micromanagement. What do? You encourage experimentation. Let your team explore new methods, tools, or roles that interest them. When you give people room to grow and innovate, they'll surprise you and stay engaged. So, how do you become that kind of manager people want to work for and not run from? There's several things. First of all, value balance. Protect your team from burnout. And then you inspire. Show your team how their work matters. Then you foster growth. Make sure they see opportunities for advancement. And show empathy, because you want to be a human before you are a boss. And then encourage creativity. Give them the freedom to grow and explore. The best managers don't just retain talent, they develop it. And in doing so, they create teams that are not only productive, but genuinely happy to come to work. So let's start looking at some steps here. I want some edgy ways to improve management. Let's take a look at them. First of all, stop running your team like a sweatshop. If your team looks exhausted, guess what? They probably are. Stop throwing tasks at them like it's a test of survival. Implement workload caps and track hours realistically. Use tools like project management software to distribute work fairly. And stop thinking that overtime is a personality trait. Also, ditch the just do it mentality. Because I said so belongs in parenting, not in management. Explain why the work matters. Paint the big picture and connect their tasks to larger goals. No one wants to work hard for a mystery prize. If you can't articulate why something's important, then maybe it's not. Also, treat career growth like a non-negotiable. If your team can't see a future with your company, they're already searching for one elsewhere. Create a real plan for promotions, skill development, and leadership opportunities. No empty promises. Show them the ladder they can climb, or you will watch them climb somebody else's ladder. And upgrade your empathy. It isn't a weakness. It's a superpower. Stop pretending everyone's fine just because they show up. Check in regularly. Ask people how they're really doing and act on their feedback. A little kindness can turn you from that manager into the manager. Let's get rid of the idea of stay in your lane. If you don't let your team try new things, their creativity will shrivel up like a forgotten avocado. Assign stretch projects. Let them experiment and encourage cross-training. The worst thing that happens, they learn something new. The best thing, they innovate. Also, let's get rid of zombie meetings. Meetings that go on forever and accomplish nothing are morale killer. Set a timer, create an agenda, and keep it short. Make every meeting a value add or don't have it at all. Your team will thank you by actually doing their work instead of pretending to listen. Also, celebrate wins like you mean it. If the only recognition your team gets is when they screw up, then you've got it backward. Call out great work publicly give shout-outs in team meetings and hand out rewards. You know what? Even a $10 coffee card can go a long ways. It's not rocket science. People like to feel appreciated. Also, be decisive. Nobody wants to follow a manager who can't make a decision. Get the facts, trust your gut, and make the call. If it's the wrong one, own it and pivot. Waffling sends the message that you're unsure, and it makes everyone nervous. And make burnout a fire that you actually fight. Mandatory vacation days, flexible schedules, and realistic expectations aren't luxuries. They are essentials. Your team isn't a machine. Treat them like humans with lives outside of work. The ROI on work-life balance is priceless. Happy, productive employees who stick around. Next, ask for feedback and actually listen to it. Don't just hand out anonymous surveys and then ignore the results. Create a culture where feedback is welcomed and acted upon. Then communicate the changes you're making. Nothing says I care like showing you're willing to improve alongside with your team. Now, let's take a look at the other side. What happens if you don't implement these changes? First of all, high turnover. Say goodbye to your best talent. Overworked, underappreciated employees will pack up their skills and head straight to your competition. Burnout becomes the norm. Your team will look like zombies, and productivity will drop faster than morale. Burnt-out employees don't innovate. They just survive until they quit. Mediocrity takes over. Without the opportunities for growth or creativity, your team will stop pushing boundaries. They'll do the bare minimum to get by, and your projects will suffer. There'll be a communication breakdown. Confusion will reign as unclear instructions and lack of empathy turn collaboration into chaos. Expect more mistakes, missed deadlines, and a lot of finger-pointing. A negative workplace culture will happen. A toxic environment will brew as employees feel undervalued and overworked. Gossip, frustration, and resentment will spread like wildfire. A loss of trust in leadership. Your inability to support, inspire, and guide your team will erode their confidence in you. If your team can't trust you, they won't follow you. Also, decreased productivity will happen. Overworked and demotivated employees won't perform at their best. Expect delays, errors, and lackluster results. There'll be reputation damage because word gets out. Future hires will avoid your team like the plague, making it harder to attract quality talent. There'll be a stagnation of skills, because by stifling creativity and refusing to let employees try new things, you'll create a team stuck in their ways, unable to adapt to new challenges. Then there'll be missed innovation opportunities. Without a culture that fosters experimentation, your team will miss out on the next big idea, leaving your company in the dust of more innovative competitors. There will be a financial impact. Constantly hiring and training new employees costs time and money. Also, add in productivity losses, and the financial hit could be significant. And your own career will suffer. Managers who burn out their teams and drive away talent don't go unnoticed. Upper management may start questioning your leadership abilities. So I want to take a look for a moment here why employees feel trapped. Why do employees stay in situations where a toxic manager is making their lives miserable? I've seen it. I've been there. I've done it. Because it's not as simple as packing up and moving on. There are often deep fears and practical challenges that hold people back. Even though they hang on, that doesn't mean they're doing great work. The first problem is financial security. Because for most, the fear of losing a steady paycheck is overwhelming. Even if they're unhappy, the thought of unemployment or starting over somewhere feels much riskier than staying. There's also a fear of the unknown. People think, what if the next manager or company is worse? And the fear of jumping from the frying pan into the fire can keep them stuck. They may have low confidence. A toxic manager can, and most likely will, erode an employee's confidence, making them question their skills and value, because they might think, what if I'm not good enough to get another job? And if toxic behavior has been normalized in the workplace, employees might feel like this is how it is everywhere, and leaving won't solve anything. And staying in a toxic work environment has real consequences for the employee, the team, and the organization. And here are some of those issues. First of all, employee well-being. Chronic stress, anxiety, or even depression are common outcomes for employees stuck in a bad situation. Over time, this can affect not only their mental health, but also their physical health. You'll have a performance decline. Miserable employees are disengaged employees. They are less productive, less creative, and less willing to go the extra mile. And then the biggie, negative team dynamics. One unhappy employee can impact the morale of the entire team. I have seen it. Toxic managers often create ripple effects, leading to higher turnover, infighting, or apathy among team members. And career stagnation is a big problem. Staying in a toxic job means missed opportunities for growth and skill development. It can keep employees in professional ruts for years. So, if you're an employee in this situation, how do we break out? Well, let's take a look at some ideas. First of all, take a step back and assess what is happening. Write down the issues, whether it's micromanagement, lack of respect, or poor communication. Clarity helps in deciding the next steps. Build a support system. Talk to trusted colleagues, friends, or mentors. Sometimes an outside perspective can help you see the situation more clearly and gain confidence. And then start preparing. Even if you're not ready to leave, start updating your resume, brushing up on your skills, and networking. And by the way, networking is so important. I've used it so many times. Knowing you have the options can ease the fear of leaving. And then you want to address the issues. Now, depending on the manager, if you feel comfortable, try having a conversation with your manager, or if it's really bad, go to HR. Be professional, focus on solutions, and document everything. But the time comes when you might have to walk away. If the situation doesn't improve, it's time to prioritize your well-being. Remember, staying in a toxic environment isn't just bad for your current happiness. It's bad for your future growth. Now, toxic managers don't just hurt their employees. They hurt the entire organization. And leaders need to create environments where employees feel safe to speak up and supported in their roles. So what can we do? Well, first, spot and address toxicity. You want to regularly evaluate team dynamics and manager behavior. Be proactive in addressing toxic traits before they become ingrained. You want to foster psychological safety. Employees should feel they can raise concerns without fear of retaliation. Build a culture of openness and trust. You want to provide career support. Offer mentorship, training, and career development to help employees see a path forward in the organization. And if employees share that a manager is creating problems, take it seriously, because ignoring the issue only fuels the cycle of misery and turnover. So, if you're feeling stuck in a toxic work environment, that's one of the hardest challenges an employee can face. But breaking free is possible. For employees, it starts with recognizing your worth and taking steps to build a better situation. For organizations, it means prioritizing a healthy work culture and addressing toxic leadership head-on. No one should feel trapped in a job that makes them miserable. The workplace should be a place of growth, collaboration, and success, not fear and frustration. Hey, thanks for joining me on this important discussion on ignoring the rules. If this episode resonated with you or someone you know, hey, please share it. And let's look for more conversations in the future about better workplaces. Until next time, keep challenging the rules and finding your way to success.